What is it?
What do you keep your clothes in?
What do I put my clothes in? Me? Just anywhere I can.
Closet.
Cabinets, one thing and another. Full of closets.
You said you have what?
Cabinets. Closet.
Closet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any other name for closet? Do you ever hear locker?
Well, a locker is not a closet.
What's a locker?
Things you put things in and lock them up.
Like a trunk?
A locker would be anything for hand tools or most anything you want to lock up.
Nowadays, if you wanted to buy some tables or chairs or things like that, what kind of store would you go to?
That's a store, I suppose. A second-hand store, that's where we go.
And something on rollers that you can put in a window and pull down to keep out the light.
Shades.
And the top of the house is called the
roof.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutter.
Are they built in or do they hang from the roof?
They hang from the roof.
When you have a house and a nail, what do you call the low place where they come together?
I didn't understand that question.
When you have a house and an L, you know, what do you call the low place where the roofs join? When you have an L built onto a
house. Oh, an L?
Uh-huh.
Usually an addition.
Well, what do you call the place where there's a low point in the roof?
Where it has to be a valley. Low point in the roof.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a valley or an alley of a roof?
He can tell you.
What was I didn't understand your question.
Of the valley of
the
roof.
Yeah, don't put it in your roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'd be a valley.
And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and things.
Pantry.
Did y'all have those?
No, ma'am.
Well, it said you had a lot of old, worthless things, like old broken furniture that weren't any good anymore. What might you call that?
Trash or room.
Okay. What would you call a room that could be used to store odds and ends in?
Storeroom.
And a woman would say, if her house is in a big mess, she'd say she had the... If her house is all dirty, she'd have to do what?
Clean it up.
Huh?
Clean it up.
What would she sweep with?
Broom. A mop.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You say that the broom was where?
Behind the door.
Well, it's a lot of them have a broom closet in the window.
Years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
wash.
What would they do the next day?
Iron.
Do you remember that?
Sure.
Tell me about how you do it.
No
more. Well, you got your wash tubs and you put your water in. You got your wash boards.
Mm-hmm.
That was after the hand wash boards.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to beat them. Beat them out on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
They had a paddler called a baddler board.
Uh-huh.
And they beat the dirt out of the clothes. And then they'd boil them.
What would they boil them in?
Any kind of vessel they could get on, yeah, that would stand the heat.